From time to time, we are taking a quick look at the one another commands in the New Testament. It's been a little while, so we're back at it this morning. If you don't know, there are about 60 one another commands given to Christians by God so that we can understand how to properly relate to each other in the church. Practical things so that we can be built up and others can be built up and the church both locally and universal can thrive in the love of God. This morning, we're going to look at Ephesians 4:32, specifically the first half of the verse, because this verse has three one another commands in it. So let's look at the first half. I'll read it for us. It says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another." That's pretty straightforward, isn't it? I mean, we don't have to really spend a whole lot of time saying, what could they possibly mean by that? What does it mean to be kind? It's a no-brainer. Even the world understands the importance of kindness and kind of encourages people, you should be kind, and then they don't do such a great job at it. That's why we have in any store that sells like home art, wall decor, they will have one that says, be kind, you know, as a reminder. That's why we have phrases like, you know, random acts of kindness. That's why in the 80s and 90s, we were all trained to be kind, rewind. Who remembers? Be kind, rewind. That was forced kindness, though, because if you weren't kind and didn't rewind, they charged you 50 cents. So, I don't know. But here's God commanding us to show kindness and compassion to one another in the church. Now, scholars will help flesh out that command for us to give us a few sweet devotional insights that I'd like to share this morning. First, they explain that be really means become. And Paul phrases it here in such a way that means keep on becoming kind to one another. All of us, day by day, opportunity by opportunity, keep on becoming kind to one another. And so no matter where you find yourself on sort of the kindness spectrum, maybe you're the kindest person that anybody knows, and maybe you're the least kind person that anybody knows, all of us as Christians can grow and progress because that's the Christian life. As the Lord calls us to be transformed and calls us to bear fruit, no matter how long we've been believers, no matter what the Lord has done in and through our lives, we can always be growing, always be bearing new harvests of fruit. That's a great thing. And more importantly, the kindness that Paul is talking about in this verse is not just rewinding the old VHS tape, right? It's not just making it a habit of holding a door for someone, though those are great ways to be kind. But he's really referring to the character of God himself. He's calling us to be like God in his kindness. Romans 2 tells us that God is rich in kindness. And you know, when Jesus famously told his disciples that we can come to him and take his yoke upon ourselves because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. The word for easy is the exact same word for kind here. Jesus says, my yoke is kind, my burden is light. Along with this good, easy, gracious kindness, Paul lumps in compassionate. And linguists will explain that he's using a very rare word for compassionate. In fact, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, used this particular word to describe the healthy function of the intestines. I like that. I think that's a helpful devotional idea because it reminds us that kindness and compassion are the normal, healthy behaviors of the body of Christ. The church universal, it is not a machine. The church universal is not, an inanimate object that we build. It is the living body of Christ. We are members of a body, organs of the body. Even when we're depicted as stones being built, Jesus says we're living stones. And so kindness and compassion is just the normal function of each organ of the body of Christ. So how can we put these things into practical practice? Well, we first want to start with the mentality because Christians have a tendency to say, okay, well, then I have to make a list for myself. And if I was kind two times yesterday, I need to be kind four times today. And that proves that I'm growing in kindness. That proves I'm doing the thing and then God will sign off on me. But really, when we look at the Bible and we look at the Christian life, we always start by drawing near to God and by considering who he is, considering his character and his nature. And so we first start with the mentality of considering the rich kindness of God, the way he reaches out to us, his goodness, his patience, his care for us. And as we consider those things and understand more the love of God, well, then our lives are transformed by him. Then he's able to change who we are from the inside out. Then he's able to bring us opportunities to show real kindness, not a checklist where we become like Pharisees and say, well, I did enough kindness for today, and so I have it covered. But no, really changing us into people who bear fruits of kindness. And from there, in a practical mindset sort of way, we start by thinking about the kindness of God. And then, okay, well, what can I do, you know, practically to show God I want to obey him, I want to step toward him in faith and cooperate with him in this work he wants to do in my life? Well, we can have a mentality where we challenge ourselves with what I might call side quests of obedience. Here's what I mean. You have big, major callings, responsibilities, and situations going on in your life day to day, week to week. Tomorrow morning, Monday morning, most of you have major responsibilities that you are expected to be at. I'm expected to be at school. I'm expected to be at work. I'm expected to interact with my family. Major callings, major situations that fill up the bulk of your activity and your thinking. That's great. Along the way, we want to think about having these side quests of saying, okay, Lord, in this situation I'm in, whether it's big and bad or small and happy, how can I obey you? Where is an opportunity, Lord, where I can show you I believe in what you've called me to? I want to be kind the way you are kind and kind of stepping toward the Lord in that way. As an example, we came this morning for a variety of reasons, right? But generally speaking, we came because, okay, I want to worship God today. I want to hear from his word. I want to interact with brothers and sisters. But in that big general sense, we can have side quests along the way. How can I bless somebody today? How can I put someone first today? How can I show generosity towards someone at church today? How can I ask after someone or welcome someone I don't recognize who seems to be new, right? If our mentality is, Lord, I see how kind you are and that you have called me to join you in that yoke of kindness, then, okay, Lord, how can I actively plow in that field of kindness today? How can I actively obey you today? And you know what? If we have that kind of mentality, just say, Lord, would you show me and would you give me opportunity? He will definitely present those opportunities to you in a true, meaningful, organic way, not in a checklist kind of way. So we want to be kind and compassionate to one another, just as the Lord has been to us. It will be good for our lives. It'll be good for our families, for the lives around us, for our community, and for the church at large as we do our part, fulfilling the commands of God toward one another.